Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN Tuesday evening. This is Deborah with you here this evening. Glad to be here and glad to have you joining us this evening. We appreciate you being here. So praise the Lord. All is good. Had my little sound checker. My husband checked for sound. He gave me a thumbs up. So praise God. We are here to worship the Lord, to honor the Lord, to give his name glory, and to glorify his name in all that we do. So let's just pray before we open up. Father, we thank you for our time together, Lord. We dedicate this unto you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that the opening of our mouths here, God, in faith on PGN, Lord, would be in faith indeed before you, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Father, that I just surrender and yield to the Holy Spirit within me, and I yield my vocal cords unto you, Lord. May you receive all the honor and the glory this evening and each and every time, Father, that we are gathered together in your name, Lord. May you be esteemed and glorified, God, in Jesus' name, Father. We thank you for meeting us here this evening, Lord, with your presence, Lord, and your goodness and your faithfulness and your word, God. We thank you for it, Lord, and we're trusting and believing you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Let's gather in one accord and in unity, God, that you would send your blessing, Lord, as oil from heaven, Lord, and the oil that pours down, God, from Aaron's beard, God, blessing and anointing. And we thank you. We thank you for the unity that we have here, Father. And may there be an increase as well, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much again for joining us this evening. This is Deborah here on PGN, and it's good to be back. I have been gone for a little bit because out of pocket, because my father-in-law had passed, and so we're grateful. It's a blessing to have a long life, and we all knew he was, languishing, and so that was. It didn't come as a shock or a surprise, and we were able to say goodbye. And I can see how having a long life and the preservation of the Lord on your life to the end is a blessing, and even a blessing to be able to say goodbye to your loved ones and to cherish them and honor them in their last days and even in their last hours is really, truly a gift from the Lord. So we thank God for that. And the Lord did indeed, thank you for those who prayed, the Lord did indeed show himself an ever-present help in our time of need. He certainly did do that. So that was special to have him so near and so present and so actively looking on our lives and the lives of our family during that time. Very much a blessing. So the other night, the Lord kind of woke actually at 3:15. It was, and I had noticed the clock because, and I was thinking of the verse and looking at the verse, and well, we all know John 3:16. And then I looked up 3:15, and I was thinking of a couple of different things. But as I kind of put this before the Lord, just kind of, pondering and mulching on this, if you will. So verse 3:15 says, okay, well, let me just start at 12 because I want to lead up to something here that I think that he was just beginning to show me as I was going through his word. Excuse me, verse 12 and John 3 says, if you do not believe when I talk to you, this is Jesus talking, if you do not believe when I talk to you about ordinary earthly realities, then heavenly realities will certainly elude you. No one has ever journeyed to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man, who is of heaven. Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, in the same way the Son of Man must be lifted up. Verse 15, then all those who believe in him will experience everlasting life. So the Lord just started really illuminating the word believe and just showing me some things just in the book of John and unpacking a little bit. I'm sure it's so much further because the word believe is used over 230 times when I looked that up. So just staying in the book of John and just a little bit that I did, that he did, you know, bring to me. I want to say this. So let me just read verse 16 too. It says, "For God expressed his love for the world in this way, that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not face everlasting destruction, but will have everlasting life." Okay. And then verse 18 says, "No one who believes in him has to fear condemnation." Okay, but only if you reject the Son of God, then if you refuse to believe, then you already have the condemnation and the judgment is already on you because of your belief or unbelief. And so we know in John 10 too as well, he says he sent a sword and to separate from belief and unbelief. That's what the word of God does. And that's what Jesus did when he was here on earth too, separating belief from unbelief. So now when I look at these passages and when I look in John 3, and we're looking at the word believe, okay? And believe has to do with our conviction to trust, our credit, right? We give God credit more than we credit God, more than we credit man. When we think of credit, it's a prepayment for something that's good to be paid in the future, right? So as we believe God, we're giving God credit and we're crediting him our belief. We're crediting unto him the promise that he spoke to us, right? That's what we're doing. And we have confidence in what we think on is true. So what we think is true. So this is very important that we have to think when we ponder our belief, are we the things that we doubt, okay, if we admit our doubt and confess our doubt, is it because we don't think it's true? We need to really unpack this before the Lord and allow him to have his fullness in our lives, our body, soul, and spirit, and our mind, will, and emotions, right? And but we need to be open with him about that. And so, and it's entrusting him with a thing, which is his word and the things that he brought forth. Those are the definitions of belief. So as we go through this, what we're going to hear is in John 3, it's talking about the heart of God for the world is what he wants for us, why he came, and instilling the faith that he would be heard and that he would be known. And so that the world would believe in him to have everlasting life and would escape and be rescued from any type of destruction, especially the spiritual destruction, right? Because that could be everlasting. And then we also want to look at the benefit, and we're going to hear the benefits that the word has and that the Lord is speaking to those who do believe, right? When we have eternal life, but there's also purpose. And the will of God unfolds in our lives as we believe him. And then there's also an expectation that we have also from God and of ourselves as we believe. So let's just unpack this a little bit. I want to read this. Okay, I was reading just one other little note Jesus makes clear. And this has to do with our faith and our belief. This is just a side note. If you read this in the voice version is what I was reading John 3 from, there's a little caption box note emphasis that says, Jesus makes the point clear. Stay connected to him and have no reason to fear. Jesus doesn't mean that in an instant someone has faith and fear simply vanishes, or only good things happen in a person's life. In fact, the blessings that come with eternal life often have nothing to do with the present or the future circumstances, but they have everything to do with the individual's connection to God and others. That is John's message to the listeners. God came to earth embodied in the flesh, and then he reached his greatest acclaim through the torturous death. If this is all true, then believers will find strength and beauty in places they never imagined. And I will say that that's true coming off of, watching my father-in-law and spending the last 3 days of his life on earth just in worship and in prayer and holding his hand, to find strength and beauty in that that I would have never imagined had it not been for our belief and our faith in the Lord. Abiding in Jesus the Anointed is the good life, regardless of external circumstances. And I would say that he would probably say that that's true as well. I mean, putting words in his mouth, my father-in-law, but based on his spirit, and how he was so grateful to everyone who served him, if, whether they fed him or put his socks on for him, he thanked you. And, you know, if you prayed with him, he said amen. And so just how his spirit was just so yielding, even to his own body. And really very humble and grateful. And so now I want to move to John 9:35. Okay, and so again, we're talking about belief, and this here is Jesus is actually, when it says Jesus heard that they had cast him out, they're talking about the man that he healed when he put clay on his eyes. He used his saliva and made clay and healed the blind man's eyes. And then you remember the Pharisees were questioning this man. Who opened your eyes? Who did this? Tell us, what do you know about him? He was saying he's a prophet. And I could probably go through all of this and just even pull more out if I had more time, but I don't. But I'm going to stay in verse 35. So then it says, so then when Jesus, so Jesus heard that they had cast him out. So the Pharisees cast out the man, the blind man that Jesus healed. And it says, and when he had found him, he said to him, do you believe in the Son of God? And he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, you have both seen him, and he is talking with you. Then he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Could you imagine? Now we're going to look at this with the Lord's view also for the world and what he wants to do when he's opening blind eyes and he's opening eyes spiritually, and how he demonstrates his faith and his power to the unbelief, you know, and to those in need, and to reaching them and stretching forth his own faith, you know, stretching forth his own faith and obedience to the will of the Father in order to reach this soul ultimately for salvation. Ultimately, that's what it's for. And then we move to John, let's see, I'm going to go to John 14:12. It says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, that is all of your listeners here that are listening, okay? They're coming in faith. You are believers because you believe in Jesus. The works that I do, Jesus is saying, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. So this is part of our destiny, is to do greater works. We do greater works than Jesus. We do greater works collectively and corporately. And it's more widespread, right? Because if there was one of Jesus and there's a multitude of us, the works should be greater solely based on that. So either way that you, any way you slice this up, is greater works, and what that looks like, it's going to be greater works. However you want to slice that, it will indeed be greater works, and that does apply to us. And then when we go over to John 16 and verse 8, I believe. Okay, this is the works of the Holy Spirit. Let me just start at verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For I do not go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Okay, there's the sword right there. Okay, there's the sword, and there's the belief, that he sends forth his sword to separate from the belief from the unbelief. Okay, and then in a letter verse, it talks about sinning because they want to stay in darkness. Otherwise, if they come into the light, then their sins and their evil deeds and their wickedness will be exposed. It will be exposed, and they don't want to do that. So that's why they stay in the darkness, okay? So of sin, because they do not believe in me. In righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you will see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, and he will not... Now listen to how incredibly significant and important as a believer we are to not only Jesus, but to the Holy Spirit. It says, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you the things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it unto you. Is that amazing? So we have to remember, when we're hearing the Holy Spirit and the unction of the Holy Spirit in our lives, that we need to follow and remember, far beyond it just being the voice of the Holy Spirit, while that in itself is one person and should be honored, but it's coming from, he's hearing it from the voice of the Father and bringing it unto us. It's not of his own authority. It's coming from a greater authority that we really do need to, when we are yielding unto that voice, and we do what that voice says, what we see or what we hear, and we speak and do on those things, there is, you have all of heaven backing you up. And the Father, you are listening to the Father. And it says, let your light so shine that your Father might be glorified in heaven. And that is precisely what is happening when we listen to these unctions and obeying even the promptings of the Holy Spirit. We grow and we expound in fruitfulness and in trust, and we're actually being built up, and we're actually, even as we're being built up, we're expanding and building the kingdom of God is being built in us and through us as we do this. It really is a divine and purposeful ministry and heart of God that we have for being here on this side of heaven, and then also for all eternity, right? Because we are going to be honored and rewarded. So the Lord certainly gives rewards here, you know, on earth as well, in his blessings, but also in heaven, right? There's crowns, there's a crown of life, there's many rewards, that we're going to be rewarded even in heaven, you know, even just seeing him face to face and hearing his words. Well done, thy good and faithful servant, is, you know, I believe a reward in itself. So I thank the Lord for that, just for his word and for his belief, and how trusting he is to us once we believe in him, how he just builds forth and pours forth all of who he is by the power of his Holy Spirit, right? So the Holy Spirit comes pouring forth, and it's given, it says the Spirit is given without measure, right? We all have a measure of faith, but even the Lord is with us when we just have a glimmer of trust towards him. He just completely trusts us, and he sends his Holy Spirit to speak to us and to lead us and to guide us and trust us with his authority to bring the outcome on earth as being his vessel and his conduit for his glory and for even his own reputation as well, is really quite a blessing and quite an honor if you think about it, how you carry his name through the power of the Holy Spirit and how he speaks to you. So I just wanted to share that this evening, to both have God's view on for the world and bringing them into belief, and then also those of us who are believers and what that means in our purpose and our destiny and the expectation God has for us, and where is our expectation with the Lord? What are we believing in? What are we expecting? with the Lord. And so I think I was sharing the other day a few weeks ago, I was going to say shortly, some short time ago, about, you know, I was praying about something and asking the Lord about something, but really trusting him, because in my natural mind, I had doubts. And so after I had said the prayer and I had said the word, you know, Lord, I'm going to ask you, because your word does help me to come and to ask, and I legitimately have this need. And the natural, it doesn't look like this outcome could possibly take place. But I am going to ask you. And then I just had this like flood of doubt sentence come after it. And then I just rebuked it with my own words and say, and without doubt, meaning I'm not going to partner with the voice of doubt, you know, and it's okay if you ask those questions, you know, but when you know it's doubt and it's trying to distract you and to fog over and to make your faith and your belief murky, then you need to rebuke doubt. Just rebuke it over your life and bind doubt if you need to. But just really, I would say more so rebuke the doubt in Jesus' name. And sometimes if you need to do that, I've heard people share stories or testimonies on how they, you know, they'll come to prayer and they'll come to the Word of God to start reading the Word of God or prayer or if you pray the Word of God as well, and just open up and just say, Lord, you know, I come to you now. I rebuke doubt that that's not a part of, you know, and that I want to receive the Word that you have for me. Open my eyes, open my vision, open my ears, that I might experience you in the fullness in which you intended me to experience you, God, in Jesus' name. So I come to you and I bind and I rebuke doubt that I do not partner with it, and I do not bend or yield my ear to the voice of doubt, Father. I thank you in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. And maybe even, it says I'm praying and just even saying that, maybe you want to write something out that says, you know, like declaring your belief to the Lord, declaring, you know, even praying, you know, what the Lord, and remembering what the Lord has done for you in the past and how you've seen him come through in the past. You know, sometimes you ever have someone, and this happens sometimes with finances, I see this, is that someone will share a story or they have a need, and all of a sudden they're remembered of how the Lord came through for them in different times and what the Lord had did, and they start sharing these testimonies and what the Lord did, and then they realize it boosts their own faith, and in sharing, it boosts their own faith, and it could be healing, not just finances. It could be healing, be salvations. It could be, you know, a prodigal returning. We need to hear those things so that the Son of Man is lifted up, so that all men would be drawn unto him. And including, when it says all men, it includes even believers. He's searching and seeking for those to believe him, but in addition to the believers, and all men will come unto him. And we just keep adhering to looking to him and seeking him and searching him and for believing for him, right? Because he's always taking us into different depths and different realms and different, you know, places in prayer, places in his word, teaching us things. He's always teaching us, you know, and go to the university of the Holy Spirit and invite him into those places. So let's open up the phone line this evening. Thank you again for joining us. So we're going to start here with 470-235. Good evening. How are you doing?
Good evening. This is Davey from Georgia. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing pretty good. Good. Good, good, good. Good to hear your voice. And yes, good to be back too, really. So, Father, let's just pray for Davey, Lord. I thank you, Father. I just lift her up to you, Lord. As thank you, Lord. I kind of actually seen like a trophy. It was a gold something, like a trophy that like So, Lord, I just thank you for that, Lord, just for the outcome of your purposes, God, and of your will for her, Lord. Let me just see if this is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, wait a second. So thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for whatever, thank you, Lord, whatever that trophy is, God, that she, Father, in the faith, Lord, is keeping the faith, God. I thank you, Lord. Lord, that you do not offer things like flippantly, God, but that you see things, Lord, with great treasure, Lord, and the treasure being, you know, with the integrity and the virtue and the character. And those are the, you know, treasures of the Lord and the things that reflect him and his image and his likeness. And so for him to offer you this type of trophy as he's seeing, you know, this reflection of him, you know, the characters and, you know, really being instilled in you that you, that there is a reward for your faith and the things that you're going through. And it is honorable before him, and it's not going unnoticed before him. And you know, there is a time where it will be fully and openly rewarded, you know, with a full understanding. There might not be, you know, these acclimates for all that you've done and all and that have shaped you and formed you before the Lord, but you and him will know. But there will be an open, you know, like an open outcome that is rewarding for finishing. You know, you get the trophy when you finish, you know, and you finish the race or you finish the trial or the testing. And so I see that. I see that for you. Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I'm sorry, I had
okay.
to mute.
Oh, okay.
So you would see that real noise. Oh.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. So how so? How is that interesting? How so?
You saw a trophy. I don't know what I'm getting the trophy for, but I mean, you know, that's interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it means victory. So
maybe it does, because I know, yeah, like a trophy is at the end, like, you know, at the end of the race or the end of the completion of something, you get the reward. And I've seen a trophy, and it possibly could very much have to do with victory as well.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Are you, is there anything specific you'd like me to pray for?
Well, just if you could pray for my husband.
Okay. Are your husband's name starts with an S, doesn't it?
It does, Spencer.
Okay. I know, I couldn't remember exactly. Okay, Father, we just lift up Spencer to you, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would fill him up, Father. And, Lord, I pray that and ask the things that you fill him up with, Lord, that he would be able to pour them out as well, God. I thank you, Lord, that he would be both a good receiver, both of you, God, and then a dispenser, God, and be willing to dispense the things that you've given him, Father, and not to hold back, Lord, and not to give begrudgingly, God, or out of compulsion, God, but that he would give, he would purpose in his heart what he's going to give, God, out of the things that you've poured forth within him, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you would make it a true exchange, God. It would be a true exchange, God, because he's not giving begrudgingly or out of compulsion, God. And I don't even mean financially. I just mean if he's to give of his time, if he's to give of his compassion or his talents, Lord, and his giftedness, God, and, you know, his responsibility, whatever those things are, Lord, that he wouldn't give begrudgingly or out of compulsion, but they would be purposeful, God, with what you've poured forth upon him, Lord, and in him, God. And I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for that, Lord. And there, may there just even be an increase, God, of overflow of what you pour, Lord, just his knowledge, God, of what you're pouring forth into him, God, that you would open him up to have the understanding, God, that you would open any blindness that he might have, Lord, a blindness, understanding, in the fullness of who you are, God, in your word, God, in your Lord, in Jesus, the living word, God, the written word, Father, and all that you've done for him, Father, all that you've done for him would be lifted up on the cross, that he would gain the fullness of the understanding of that, God, and experience it even in its fullness, Father. I thank you that you would open and unlock those places within him, Father, and pour forth your spirit upon him in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord.
Do you want to share anything with our listeners this evening?
Oh, I've had a cold. I've been trying to survive for 5 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm feeling better, so that's good.
Okay, good. I was just going to say, I hope you're doing better, and you just said that, so that's good. Okay, well, thank you for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, bless you.
Bless you, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, callers, just want to let you know, listeners, excuse me, if you want to dial in at 319-527-6027, press 1 on your keypad, and we will pray and minister for you as well. Okay, caller number 870-500.
Yes, ma'am.
Speaking with? I'm sorry, you broke up just a little bit.
Shavonda, Arkansas.
Sharonda?
Shavonda.
Okay. I know we spoke before, right?
Your voice, I was like, Lord, what's her name? What's her name? I didn't want to be like, who am I speaking with?
You mean for me? This is Deborah. So you mean for me to you? Yes, I was saying, yes, your voice is familiar. I knew we spoke before, Shavonda. Okay. So, Lord, we thank you for Shavonda, Father, from Arkansas. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that that you don't do anything little, God. I mean, Lord, that you sometimes, Lord, you do things like inch by inch, God, but they're not little, God. They're not little in your sight, God, in what you're doing, Lord. And especially when we stand upon the rock, Father, when we take that little or that, you know, small, God, what seems small, but it's not little, God. It might be small and small in proportions, God. But when we take that and we stand upon the rock, Lord, that it very much as enlarges our territory, God. It enlarges the light and the framing, Lord, where it says, you know, take your light and set it upon the hill, God, for all to see, Lord, just that one light. It doesn't say collectively come with others. And while we do that, Lord, but the example is that we take the one light, we take the one thing that we have from you, God, and what you've given us, Lord, and even if it's small, God, we be faithful in it, but we take it and we stand upon the rock, God, that it enlarges other people's view of it. It increases our territory, God, with you, God, and makes a place within us, Lord, within Sharonda, Father, that enlarges that place within her, Father. So I thank you, Lord, for all that you do for her, Lord, and all that you've given her, Lord, that she is faithful. She is faithful with it, Father, and to stand upon the rock, God, and lifting it up and lifting it high, God, in worship and in honor and in trust and in light, God, that it is made known, God, it is made known to all who see, to all who hear, to all who believe, and to all who trust, God. And I thank you, Father, that as she does that, Lord, that you would enlarge her territory, Lord, and enlarge even the places within her heart to carry you, God, and her understanding and her mind, God, to develop who you are, Lord, to see greater pictures, Lord, and greater depths of understanding, Lord, and mysteries in your word, Lord, that she would see those things, God, and understand them, Father, because you are enlarging them within her, Lord. And I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. I just want to say thank you because today, I mean, this just week, it ain't even all the way in the middle of the week yet, and that's just, Lord, these people that's got this case against me, it's like my mama told me that pretty much the same thing. God doesn't do anything halfway, and you were saying that he doesn't do anything little. He may be saying inch by inch, and it's like they are trying to do everything towards me. If somebody, literally, I've been so quiet to the point where I can hear and see every little thing someone's trying to do towards me, which is not just them, it's the spirit behind them. But today I just thought I wanted to get mad, but I couldn't even get mad. Not like I know I could. I couldn't even get mad. And it's just like, God, I'm passing all the tests. I'm doing more than what they would think. They can keep up with me. They don't know every little thing I'm providing. I'm actually doing their job for them just so they won't even have to go out of their way. But still, it's when somebody tells you that it's not about your kids, we're trying to aim at you, oh, it's praying time. So this, I was going to come here, and I done wrote their names down in my heart and on the paper to the Lord, all of my offenders, all of my enemies, but God, they're your enemies because I done gave the situation to you. So that's all. That's it. I thank you for being obedient. Thank you for your servantship. Thank you for just dedicating your life. I don't even know what else to say. If it hadn't been for people like you, people like me, yes, I do my little part, but it's not like I'm praising you. It's just the fact of thank you for being obedient to God.
Well, thank you so much for saying that and just bringing forth some encouragement. And I do understand what you're saying. And let me just say as well, in Psalm 35, so when you were talking, it talks about, is it kind of long? It is kind of long. It has 28 verses. But Psalm 35 talks about the Lord, the avenger of his people. And it starts off by saying, plead my cause, O Lord, for those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take a hold of a shield and a buckler and stand up for my help. And draw out a spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those who put to shame and brought to dishonor, who seek after my life, let them be turned back and brought to confusion, who plot my hurt Let them be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. For without cause they have hidden their net for me in a pit, which they have dug without cause for my life. And David wrote this: let destruction come upon him unexpectedly, and let his net that has hidden catch himself into very destruction, and let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him? Yes, the poor and the needy for him who plunders him. Fierce witnesses rise up. They ask me things that I do not know. They reward me evil for good, to sorrow of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth, and I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer would return to my own heart. I paced about as though he were my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one who mourns for his mother. But my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered together. Attackers gathered against me, and I did not know it. They tore at me and did not cease, with ungodly mockers and feasts, and gnashed at me with their teeth. Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue me from the destructions, my peerless life in the lions. I will give you thanks in great assembly, and I will praise you among my people. Let them not rejoice over me who are wrongfully my enemies. Let not them wink with an eye who hate me without cause. For they do not speak peace, and they do devise deceitful matters against the quiet ones in the land. They also open their mouth wide against me and say, aha, your eyes have seen it. This you have seen, O Lord. Do not keep silent, Lord, and do not be far from me. Stir up yourself and awake to my vindication, to my cause, my God and my Lord. Vindicate me, O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them say in their hearts, oh, so we would have it. Let them say, we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor who exalt themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure and prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and your praise all the day long. So we come into agreement with that word of the Lord over Shavonda, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. And may she just prayerfully, God, that you would just enfold that and engraft that into her heart and into her mind before you, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray as she prays, God, asking, Lord, that you would show her prophetically where to pray, God, that you would place the target on being ahead of her enemies, God, and her avengers, God, that your vindication of your word might come forth, Lord. You place the target of the prayer, God, that she would see it, to know what she needs to pray ahead of time, that she would be ahead of them, Father, and that your vindication goes before her, Lord, that she's literally following you, Father. So place the target, Lord, where she's to pray, God. In Jesus' name, I thank you for the victory in advance, Lord, and the vindication in advance according to your word, in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 And thank
Amen.
You.
Thank
God
you.
You.
Thank you. Yes, God bless you, and thank you for calling. The Lord is all over that. So Psalm 35, bless you, bless you. Good stuff. Is there anything specific you'd like us to pray for, anything you'd like to share with the listeners before I let you go?
Oh, well, that was it, because it actually went exactly with your word, and I've read or heard that scripture before, and I couldn't even cry. I wanted to, but I was so full of, my face was so full of laughter and joy. I didn't know what to do with myself, and I had a little chill go up on my shoulders. So, I did. I mean, if you want to say a prayer for my parents, but specifically my mother's health, she's having issues with her knees and legs, and then for my father to continue to surrender to the Lord.
Okay. Alrighty, I know you put me on mute, so I'll just go ahead and pray. Father, I pray for Shivanja's mother. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for her health, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that she would believe you, even in her health, Lord. I read a little testimony before I came on, shortly before the broadcast, and it was, John Tesh, I think it was. He plays the piano, and I think he's an actor too, or used to be, and he had some health issues that he was healed of, and it says that he read in God's word that he was already healed, or that God provides health for him, and he said, I just decided to believe it, and then I received it. So Father, I thank you, Lord, that you would bring her mother to the point of believing you wholeheartedly, God, and the place, God, that is connecting to trust, God, that she has this confidence, and that everything she thinks on in your word, Lord, that you provide for her is true, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for that word that to bring forth, Lord, to her legs, Lord. We thank you for healing for them, Lord, and the strengthening for that, God. And we pray, Lord, just against any inflammation and swelling and pain, we just rebuke that and command it to be gone, God. And we just speak the health and the wholeness of God in her bones and in her joints, Lord, that it would be smooth, that it would increase, God, the cushioning, Lord, between the bones would increase, Father. And we just thank you, Lord, just for the ligaments, God, and sinews, God. We speak health, God, there'd be nothing feeble and nothing weak in her mother's bones, God, only health, Father. In Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you impart unto her your word, Lord, even if it's in a dream and with an angel, God. Bring the impartation of your word unto her, Father, and the places that she does believe, God, may you impart more, Lord, more of your belief and more of your word, Father, in Jesus' name. And we pray also the same thing for her father, God, that he would surrender to the Lord in the places that he does believe, God, that you would impart more to that, Father, that you would remove any stony places, God, and give him a heart of flesh, God, to receive you and to know you more, Lord, as in Ephesians 3, God, just to experience your love, God, in a very personal way, Lord, that is the height and the depth, the width and the length, God. He would know the love of God within his very being, God, within his very soul, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that it would be unmistakable to him, Lord. We ask, Father, thank you for his angel, Lord, and the impartation of truth, God, and just whispering truth unto him, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you would even use unusual circumstances, Lord, whether it be on the radio or conversations he hears, you know, as he's out getting a sandwich or getting lunch or at work, Lord, or in a distance, God. Use unusual circumstances, Father, for him to hear the word of the Lord and the faith of the people, God, their sincerity towards you, God, in such a way that he can receive it, Lord, that you're opening his ears to faith, God. Open his ears to faith in the most unusual ways, Lord. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you, Lord, and we give you credit, God. We trust you with it. We trust you with these prayers, God, and that he belongs to you. And we thank you, Lord. We just rebuke doubt over their household, Lord, and their family bloodline, Lord. We just rebuke it in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that you've made them believers and believers who receive in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling and listening. It's a privilege to pray for you and your family.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. I'm going to play a song here in the middle, but I do want to say I have time for more callers if you'd like to call in and have ministry. I know some people jump in and out sometimes of the prayer call and listen, and sometimes they come back and then dial in when there's an opening. So just letting you know that that is available to you. And let's see, what song do we want to pray? A play prayer play, pray. Okay.
So the song says, mountains are still being, strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. God, we believe, yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Hey, I wanted to say, too, I wasn't going to play that song. It just was like at the last minute. But I was going to say, because it is by his Spirit. And so going back to reading in John 3 and by his Spirit is, you know, when we listen to him and obey, you know, he begins moving, right? Because he begins speaking. He begins breathing on his word and bringing it forth according to his Spirit. And then we begin moving in faith and in belief in what we hear by placing our faith with deeds, right? So whatever he asks us to do, if he asks us to speak, if he asks us to, you know, even just give that person a hug or to, you know, minister to them in some way, just hand them a Kleenex or, you know, give them a hug, whatever it might be, you know, give the, you know, someone a granola bar on the side of the road and an apple, whatever it might be, you know, prison ministry, whatever it might be. We begin to do those things, that God begins moving because he is moving his people in the direction towards him. So I do want to say, I'm going to pray, open another prayer call here, line. But I do want to say something on that he was just showing me during, just during that song, but I want to come back to it because I want to make sure, that I pray first for those who want prayer. So let's go to 91929292. Am I speaking to you, please?
Hey, this is Shaquella. How are you?
Shaquella, good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain.
Good. Tell me where you're from again. I forget.
North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. Okay. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for joining us this evening and calling in and listening. So, Father, we just pray for Shaquella, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Father. We just bring her to your altar of grace, Lord, to your throne of grace, Father. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the grace that you're administering unto her, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, so I'm seeing like a veil and a sprinkling of grace. So, Father, I just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, let me open up another window here for another. I don't want to lose the passage I just had up there, but this was very particular. Oh, I didn't realize. Let me go to Hebrews 4. I didn't realize. Excuse me. I guess I'm still in the voice version. I'm 4:16. So let us step boldly into the throne of grace where we can find mercy and grace to help when we need it most. Okay, for oh, okay. Let me just back up. It's at 14. It says, since we have a great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God, who has passed through the heavens from death into new life with God, let us hold tightly to our faith. For Jesus is not some high priest who has no sympathy for our weakness and flaws, for he has already been tested in every way that we are tested, but he emerged victorious without failing God. So let us step boldly into the throne of grace where we can find mercy and grace in the time of need that we need it the most. So the Lord definitely can identify with every testing and trial that we go through that he is a high priest. And it's not saying that when we come to him, because he is so much higher, that he doesn't have the sympathy, because he is the Son of Man that we just read in John 3. And he is the Son of Man, so he embodied himself with flesh, knowing he is fully God and fully man. He can have sympathy for us, and for our weaknesses and for our flaws. And because he knows all of that, and can identify with us, then we can come boldly unto him, you know, unreservedly and unashamedly, and say, you know, even if we're having doubts or fears, excuse me, or growing weary, or we may be weary, but we don't want to grow weary. Sometimes I'll say that to the Lord, because the word says don't grow weary, but I'll say to the Lord, Lord, I'm feeling weary, but I don't want it to grow. May it not grow, Lord, but I'm feeling weary right now, you know. So the Lord, it's that bold that we can come to him so boldly and say those things to him, because he will offer his mercy. He will offer his grace to us. Even if it's unforgiveness, if we're holding any bitterness or unforgiveness in our heart, or we're having a hard time of letting go and receiving, you know, or even trusting others, you know, I mean, Jesus didn't fully trust man on earth as he did his Father, and we are likewise probably to do the same, but we are to trust people because we work with them, right, and we minister with them, and we, you know, are in the body of Christ with them, and in families together, you know, so there's a measure that we give out as that as well. So, Lord, I thank you for this grace and mercy that you're providing for her, Father, in Jesus' name. And let me just go to the word veil, because I know that one verse where Jesus tore the veil. But I just wanted to see if there was any other indication of... you know, because I'm kind of like seeing, a veil also as like almost a preparation for, so it's not a veil, like, it's not a veil separating you from the Lord in any measure. You're actually before him, and he's placing this veil on you. It's almost like a place of honor that in preparation of being his bride, as part of being his bride, and wearing this veil, and it is also a covering, you know, and a place of glory, well, in the Old Testament for women, you know, for this head covering, you know, that the place of glory is reserved for the Lord, you know, and maybe the Lord is just placing this preservation over you, with this veil in preparation, you know, as his bride, and he's preparing all of us for his coming as his bride, but also this preservation for the glory of the Lord, to preserve the glory of the Lord that is upon you, and upon your mind, and upon your head, you know, that it's reserved and preserved for him and him alone. So we thank you for it, Father. And we thank you, Lord. I'm not sure if the sprinkling is for the washing of the word, God, but we thank you, Father, for every provision that you offer, everything that the Lord offers and gives to us, whether we have a full understanding of it at the time, or even in our dreams, or how he speaks here, it is good. What the Lord is giving something and showing something and revealing something, there is goodness. The goodness of God is in it, and his hand and his heart are wrapped around it, and it's for his children. You know, it is a good thing, and it comes in good measures, even though we may not fully understand, or I may not fully be able to interpret the intention of it. We do know that when he's offering us things and speaking things, they are good. They are good things. So, Father, we thank you,
Amen.
Lord. That she would distill and every listener, God, and every listener who's ministered to MPGN, God, would distill the goodness of God and the heart of God through what he wants to bring forth and what he wants to give and instruct, and how to instruct his children, Father. For your word says that you instruct us into righteousness, God, and we thank you for it, God. We just want to follow you, God, and follow your leading, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, that your daughter here will receive the veil. She received the sprinkling, God. If this is your intention for her, God, that she would receive it in its fullness, Lord, and it would prepare her, God, to be consecrated unto you, God, that it would that her mind, God, would be reserved and preserved for the glory of God, to bring forth the glory of the God. Lord, I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your goodness, and we receive it now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus. I receive it. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you,
God. Well, that was very cool. This felt like I stepped into that in prayer. Yes. I was just praying. I'm like, I'm stepping into something. Even as I was just praying it. So, is there anything specific you'd like to share for, or anything you'd like to share with our listeners this evening?
Not really sure what to pray for, because God is always—he's always moving in our lives. You know, sometimes we ask for things, and God has already—he already made a way. So I just. I know that God is going to work everything out that I'm faced with. So I would like to not pray for myself, but pray for my family.
Okay. Just pray for your family in general, or anyone specifically by name?
For their salvation. And my mom, she needs healing in her body.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Lord. We do. We thank you for her even asking, Shaquila, even asking for salvation for her family, God. As this evening we were talking in John 3:15-16, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that the unfolding of your word, God, would come forth, Lord, that the name of the Lord would be lifted up through her family bloodline, God, and all of her family members who need salvation that she's asking for and thinking for and believing and trusting and praying for. We come into agreement with that for her now, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that you would open blind eyes, Lord, that you would open the ears, Lord, of the people, Father, to hear, that they would see Jesus. Lord, open their eyes to see Jesus, Lord, that their hearts, Lord, your word says that the law is written upon their hearts, Lord. I pray that they would begin asking themselves before you those and hard questions of why they're here, God, and the purpose of life, Lord, and all those questions that come out of that only you can fill, God, and that come out of the pursuit of finding God, Lord. I pray that you would begin to bring those forth, Lord, that emptiness, God, that place that only you can fill in their heart, God. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that their searching would begin, Lord, and we pray the blood of Jesus over their searching, God, and over their asking, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would protect that the salvation would only come unto the name of Jesus, Lord, and unto your throne, Father. I thank you, God, that there would be no imitators, God, there would be no confusion, God, there would be no murkiness in who Jesus is, that they would know it in its fullness and receive it, God, and even in its simplicity, Father, that you would cause them to have the understanding, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you again, Lord, for just removing any veil from them that would keep them from being blind, that would keep them from hearing, God, and keep them from seeing, God, and give them a heart of flesh, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. And the things and those that are attracted and have fun and things of this world, God, I pray that would no longer satisfy them, God, and they would begin to grow a disdain against it, God, and a dislike against those things, Father. The things of the world would no longer satisfy, God, because only you, being the bread of life, can satisfy them, Father. So we come into agreement for their salvation, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we pray for her mother, and we ask for healing in her physical body, God, that you would come down from heaven, God, and touch her, God, with the virtue of heaven, the healing of heaven to be upon her physical body, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you from the oil of heaven to be upon her, to be poured forth upon her, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for opening up her understanding to who Jesus is as he stands before her and pours forth his oil, God, and his generosity and his goodness, God, upon her, Lord, that she would receive this healing virtue as well, God. And I thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for your healing virtue, God, and your healing price that you paid on the cross, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We just open the way for her to receive it, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Praise God. We look forward to hearing some testimonies in the near future with your family members.
Yes, ma'am. I surely will call back with a praise report.
Yes, amen. Thank God. Yes, and thank the Lord in advance for their salvation.
Amen.
For it is his heart that all, it says, whosoever shall believe, whosoever. That means we don't get to pick and we don't get to choose. Whosoever is out of his creation, whosoever, may they all come forth in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you again.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. It's good hearing your voice and praying with you.
Good hearing from you, too. And God bless you so much.
Thank you. Bless you, too. Good evening. Okay, well, thank you for calling. Wow, I just somehow got really caught up in those prayers for her this evening. So this is what I was going to say. I was just to recap a little bit. Not in all of John 3, but in John 16, where I had ended, talking about how we hear as believers and the work of the Holy Spirit, right, is that he gives us. And it was talking about at the end of that, it says, whatever he hears, speaking of the Holy Spirit, to the believer, you and I, he will speak and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me and he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All these things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. He said that two times. And, you know, he's talking to us. He'll take of mine and declare it to you. And do you remember, just as I read that, I didn't even think about that the first time I read it, him saying it two times. But, you know, sometimes he said, Samuel, you know, he called out people's names two times, you know. And he only did that like six times, I think, in scripture. But right there, he's speaking to all of us that have received the Holy Spirit and the significance of receiving the Holy Spirit and doing the work of the Holy Spirit, because we're going to be co-laborers with Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. But it's the Father speaking directly from heaven. It's like this ordinance that is much greater, right? So the ordinance that comes from the voice of authority comes from the voice of the Father, and it's spoken to the Holy Spirit and given unto us. So we need to remember that, just the significance when we hear the Holy Spirit, when we have the prompting and the unctions of the Holy Spirit, that we obey that, because it's literally coming from the ordinance and the authority from our Father. So if we go back to read in like a kind of get us on track from John 3, it says this. It says, if someone comes from heaven above, his ranks above it all in some heavenly things. If someone comes from earth, he speaks of earthly things. The one from the heavens is superior because he is over all. And just the significance and the importance of how the Holy Spirit is speaking to us from the one who is superior and created the heavens, who is over all, is whispering, he's breathing, he's prompting you through the power of the Holy Spirit to grow you and to expand you and, you know, with faithfulness and trust and building us up and building his kingdom. Those are his purposes behind what he's doing when he speaks to you. And we need to, as the ranking, right, if that's his ordinance, and the ranking is to build his kingdom. That's our, like, boots on the ground, if you will, wherever you are, whatever state you're in, that's your boots on the ground. And the one from heaven is superior, and he is overall. He reveals the mysteries seen and the realities heard from heavens above, right? But no one below is listening. That may that not be us. We want to hear the Holy Spirit. We invite the Holy Spirit, as spoken in John 16, to come into our lives and to breathe, and that we might listen and we might obey and we might show our faith with deeds. Those who are listening and accept his witness to these truths have gone on record. They acknowledge the fact that God is true. The one sent from God speaks with the very words of God and abounds with the very spirit and essence of God. I'm reading from the Boyce version. The Father loves the Son and withholds nothing from him. Those who believe in the Son will bask in eternal life. But those who disown will never experience life. They will only know God's lingering wrath. Okay, so they're talking again about those who don't believe. And then again, just going back and reiterating that in John 10, the Lord says he sends his word, he sends his sword to cut between the belief and the unbelief, and the sword and the word of God, right? Right. And so here's what unbelief looks like. Here's what unbelief looks like. And this clamoring of unbelief, that which we do not want any of this. We don't want to participate with any of unbelief in our lives. So let me go to still John 3. Okay, so because the light sent from God pierced through the world's darkness, ill motive. Do we see Jesus doing this in scripture? Yes, we do. And we see him doing it with the Pharisees, and, you know, their ill motives, with the religious leaders, with many, 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 many. Okay, you can think of many, whatever example the Lord's bringing to your remembrance right now in his word, that's significant probably for what your outcome is, or what he's working outward in your life, right? So the light exposes the world's darkness. Now, these are the things in the darkness that we don't want to participate in, which is ill motive, hatred, gossip, greed, violence, and the like. Okay, so anything that would look like violence that would want to intentionally harm someone. So some people prefer the darkness over the light, I said this a little earlier, because their actions were dark. Some of humankind hated the light, and they scampered, hurrying back into the darkness where vices thrive and wickedness flourishes. Those who abandon deceit and embrace what is true, they will enter into the light where it will be clear that all the deeds, that all their deeds come from God. So we thank you, Lord, that he has the power to overturn, so that we would be connected to him. And he, so it's whosoever believes. Every type of person and the things in the darkness that I just described is he desires for them to come into the light and for them to believe. And we need to remember that when the Holy Spirit prompts us and he speaks to us to speak to someone who may seem to have hatred, you know, or whatever it might be, ill motives, that we need to be faithful to do that. That we're not superior, but the voice of God is. And sometimes, and a lot of times, I will say, the Lord doesn't reveal all of it to us, but somehow it's exposed through the power of the Holy Spirit to the person that we speak to, the person that we come in contact to, that our light reflects to. They become aware, but that's only through the power of the Holy Spirit, right? So anyone can say a word to anyone, right? They could say a word, but unless it's the living, breathing word of God that breathes on someone, you know when that happens, that's the Holy Spirit doing that work. That's when the Holy Spirit here with us gathered this evening, you know, and me coming in faith, just like you're coming in faith to PGN, and, you know, we're gathering in His name and by His grace and His mercy and according to His word. And, you know, I just want to bring forth what I've heard Him whisper to me and bring it forth here with faithfulness. And then I see Him multiply it. I see Him multiply that seed and bringing that forth. And, you know, just praying over people and ministering to people. That's the Holy Spirit that's doing that work in there and seeing Him. And we give Him full credit for what He's doing. We thank the Father for joining us here this evening, you know, and that He's such a man of authority and such a man of power that He sends His Son, He sends His Holy Spirit to meet with us. But yet we still know that, you know, it came from the great ordinance, which is, I don't know why I keep saying that word, but it came from the Lord, the Father. So let me just look up the word ordinance because I had no foreknowledge of ordinance. A place, oh, this is weird. Okay, when I even said that. A place of legislation enacted by a municipal authority, an authoritative order or a decree. So the Father is decreeing unto the Holy Spirit ordinance. That's so weird. It just came out of my mouth earlier. So, you know, He's decreeing that, and then the Holy Spirit is speaking it unto us, and it even says that in that word. So this, from my Bible here, is the New King James, and it says, I declare it to you. So we thank you. So just remember that when you hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you, that it's being declared from the Father. The Holy Spirit is the messenger and your connector and your teacher and your liberator and your truth, you know, speaking truth and leading us into all truth, right? So if we follow Him, He's leading us. So we have to believe that He's speaking truth and we follow it. That means He's leading us into all truth if we follow it. Yes, Clay. So Lord, we thank you for your grace and your power, God, and what you're doing, Lord. And we love you. We love you, Holy Spirit. We thank you just for the growth that you're bringing through the power of the Holy Spirit, how you're expanding and enlarging our hearts to receive you with truth, our minds to receive you with truth for the glory of God. Let the mind of Christ be upon us in all things, Lord, and our spirits be alive and well. Even as we rest our heads on our pillows, our spirit would be alive and active to join you in what you have for us this evening, Lord. Even if it's even if we are to travel in the Spirit, God, that you take us to places to pray, you take us to places to literally pray, God, and join your prayer meeting through these night watches, God, and over these watches, Father God, that your name would be glorified, that your purposes and your wills would be done on earth as it is in heaven. May we join with all of the saints and the cloud of witnesses and come into agreement with the prayers of Jesus, Lord, that are being prayed in heaven for on earth, Lord, for this time, for this nation, for the people, God. We ask that your spirit to be poured out, God, and we do need to move, God, and may we be the first to move, God, when we hear your voice whispered, Lord. Again, it's so important that we, you know, if the Lord says, oh, I want you to pray for so-and-so and whatnot, when you need to pray for them and you need to call them or you need to visit them or you need to gather and pray and not give in to intimidation or fear, but to the connection of God and knowing ultimately, yes, the Holy Spirit whispers it to you, but it's coming from the ordinance of the Father with great authority and decreed from the Father, that you have His backing, that you have His blessing when you hear the Holy Spirit speak to you. And step into confidence and in faith in that and believing it and trusting it, even if it's just a glimmer. I'm just going to believe this whisper. I'm going to believe this. I'm just going to do it out of faithfulness and obedience, because this is what I believe I hear you saying, Lord. I mean, I've done that several times. This is what I know. This is what I've heard. This is what I know. This is what I'm going to do, Lord. I'm doing it unto you, not for my sake, not for my name, but unto you, for unto you and unto your name alone. And just watch the Lord bring it forth, you know, and not be in a place, just allow the Lord to take the income, or not the income, but, the, you know, the however that impacts the other people, and allow the Holy Spirit to, because he wants to do something through you, but it's literally for other people. And so I was sure one story I heard my husband share this weekend is he had a man's house listed, and that startled me, the PGN spoke in my ear there. The telecasting. The Lord told my husband to share the gospel with this man and ask him if he knew Jesus and if he knew Christ. And so he had his home listed or his property listed and whatnot. And he was a very cantankerous older man, very cantankerous. Even his wife knew it. And he was kind of rough to deal with. So my husband called him and asked him if he knew Jesus and what. And the man said, I don't want to hear anything about that. You know, I know you're a believer. I don't want to hear anything about it, you know, and yada, yada, just kind of cut him off. So then, you know, he did the best he could. So then the Lord prompted him again. I think his name is Ron. I want you to go back and tell Ron about me. So he was said, he went back, he called him again, and kind of basically got the same response from him, which was, hey, listen, I told you the first time, I don't want to hear about this. This is your faith. This is your, keep it to yourself. You know, I don't need this phone call, yada, yada, basically, you know, cutting him off and kind of harsh and cantankerous and blunt. And so my husband hung up, and, you know, he did, out of obedience, he did what the Lord asked him to do. And so then, and I don't know the time frame between the first phone call to the third phone call, but yes, the Lord asked him again one more time to call him and to tell him about Jesus. And so he thought, oh my gosh, Lord, do you have any idea, like, are you sure this is what you want me to do? Because, you know, the first two, like, fell flat, and he pretty much told me, don't ever talk to him about it again. You know, are you sure you want me to go back? Because I'll do it. But I mean, okay, right? Did you ever have the Lord really push you in this manner? And so he did. He called him a third time. And I think the third time the man just listened a little bit more than before. And I don't even remember the whole outcome of the third conversation, but he did do it a third time. Oh, I think the third time was actually in person. And so that was a little bit different. And then my husband came home, and then about 2 weeks later, a week later, 2 weeks later, my husband called him because they were working together, right? He had some stuff that he had to do for his house or whatnot. And he answered the phone and said to my husband, this is how he answered the phone, hey, brother. And my husband thought, what the heck? Like, this guy doesn't talk like this. Why is he calling me brother? My husband said, hey, this is John, you know, like your realtor, thinking like maybe he made a mistake. Maybe he has a brother and he thinks I'm like his legit brother. He called him brother. So isn't that interesting that after, you know, most only Christians do that and believers do that, will refer to each other as brothers and sisters, right? And so that's how he referred to my husband. But he wasn't specific if he said or did anything or whatnot. He just was not. And so it was just a short time later, again, it was only like a week or 2 weeks later, he actually suddenly passed away. Like I don't know if he had a brain hemorrhage or what, it was something completely unexpected. And this man passed away. And my husband at that point, oh my gosh, I don't know why this is hitting me like this, but he understood the heart of God for this man. And that the Lord did not want him to suffer with eternal, you know, being eternally separated from the love of God and from the heart of God and from his creator. And, you know, while he didn't specifically say, certainly his countenance, his attitude, the only way he could declare that he was a Christian through his limited understanding was, hey, brother, identifying, I am now one of you, then so be it unto God, and may he be glorified for it. So thank you for listening this evening, allowing me to share and to bring forth the word of the Lord in prayer and in faith and in the grace of God. I bless you and speak shalom to your home. And until next time.